Were you a little disappointed not getting the start then with Gerard not here?
No, not at all. I mean, this is a long season. This is a marathon. It's not a race. I mean, I think in terms of what they want to do in terms right now, they put me out there with a couple of youngsters to see how I react, I guess. And, you know, you can put the film on right now and see how Amon Gordon did with the first team, and you could just focus on Sam and what he did. And it's not like you have to rewind and play a million times to see myself and Sam out there. Then when you have me out there the second unit, you have me out there with Amon as well. You know, like I said, it's a marathon. It's not a race. I'm learning new techniques and everything else, and they know they get 100% commitment from me to go out there and do everything I can and make myself better and help this organization win.
Is it almost like being a rookie again, fresh start, new scheme, you know?
Not necessarily. I mean, like I said, I go back to it. I mean, while I was in St. Louis, I had finished 4 years, had three different coordinators. So every year I was learning something new. This year, I mean, this time I'm going in there and I know we have a foundation. You know, Coach Shanahan ain't going anywhere. Coach Bates is going to be here for a few years at least. And I'm just trying to go do whatever I can, just focus on this year and just do what I can to help this team win.
Do you think you played well tonight with your game?
I think we all play a little bit nervous. I mean, for myself, I played nervous. Did I play at my highest level? No. Was my effort there? Yeah. But in terms of, it was just weird going out there, being in the Broncos uniform. A couple times I was feeling like I was a little too fat in that white. I was looking around like, man, this thing, I'm used to these white pants. So, you know, it was more I was getting tired because of my adrenaline was going. I was just getting anxious and, you know. So once I calm down, I got the first game jitters out and stuff. Once I calm down, you'll see a different Jimmy Kennedy.
Did it kind of help being getting to play here? I mean, this is a very familiar place. You've been here 4 times.
To some point, because, you know, I knew it was coming, but I knew, like, there was a couple of times when I was out there, I actually converted to, like, some St. Louis stuff. I went to make a St. Louis call, and I was like, man, that's not what we're doing. So I actually had to try to focus on my technique a little bit more and just, you know, calm down, relax, and just remember what I was doing as a Bronco.
Jimmy, how do you think you fit in now in the with what's happening with Gerard? I mean, obviously you were rolling in there with the ones anyway a lot during camp, and you and Amon are getting different reps. I mean, how do you think things shake out now that this is going on?
I mean, I really don't know. I mean, because, you know, I'm part of myself, and like I was saying earlier, whether Gerard is with us this year or he's with another team, I mean, my goal is to go out there, focus, and do everything I can to help this team win. Stop the run, get to the quarterback and stuff. Gerard is a solid player, you know. It's the organization's decision on what they want to do with him and everything else. And, you know, I've been in that boat already, so I wish him the best. Like I said, whether he's with us or without. But me and his defensive line, you know, we have a long way to go. We have to start gelling together a little bit more. And, you know, we're looking forward to having a great year.